This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
So, John, we got a guest on this morning.
We do.
I'd like to say a big, warm Joy welcome to Spiro Economopoulos from MQFF. Good morning to you, Spiro, and welcome to Joy Weekend Brekkie.
Thank you, and I'm excited to be here on Halloween weekend, actually, so thanks for that.
I hope you're not too scared, Spiro.
I actually really love scary films, so I'm good.
That's good. Congratulations on pulling together another wonderful program this year. Tell us all about what's going on, Spiro, with the MQFF.
Yeah, well, look, you know, this is actually our first big main festival back in cinemas I want to say March 2020, but we were actually only managed to get through 4 days of that. So in actual fact, this is probably our first big festival since 2019, which is very weird to say out loud. But we're really excited to be finally back in cinemas and, bringing like a full program back to the audience, to our MQFF punters again.
I hadn't realised. I actually saw a film in those first 4 days back in before the first lockdown kicked in. I remember actually it all coming to a crashing halt here in Melbourne. Well done for managing to hold everything together, because I think, you know, organisations such as yours probably got it tough because you didn't actually get to fulfil the actual gig that you'd pull together. So well done. I mean, but this year's programme, it's a banger of a programme to come back with, though, Spiro. I think it's a very impressive lineup.
Oh, thank you so much for that. Yeah, I'm really proud of it. It's been obviously throughout the last 18 months we've been able to kind of have online events and screenings, which has been great, and it's been great to be able to continue to connect with the audience. But I think ultimately for me, you know, that experience is about being back in the cinema again. And, you know, of course we have an online component to the festival again this year, but, you know, it's all, you know, for me, it's about getting back to the movies and, you know, all of us kind of getting together and watching films together.
It's Jono here. I just wondered, like, speaking of getting back into the cinemas and stuff, I can hear our listeners asking these questions. What are you doing to make sure that people feel safe and encouraged to come back to the cinema, to sit there amongst people that they don't know?
Yeah, look, I think that's going to be a really important factor in terms of us getting back to cinemas safely. And of course, we're following all the COVID safety protocols that cinemas have in place. And, you know, we also are following as well, you know, obviously, as we know, with all the new rules and restrictions that have come in, you know, you have to be fully vaccinated to be able to come to sessions and show your proof if you're asked as well. We're going to sort of try and do this as safely as we possibly can and, you know, reassure that we can go ahead. And as I said, we will be having a few films online as well if people aren't feeling super comfortable just yet. But, you know, we'll be following those kind of protocols as best as we can.
So, Spiro, the program kicks off on the 18th of November through to the 29th. What are the big movies to look out for this year? Which are some of your personal favourites, and which are the ones you think are going to be probably more commercially successful?
Yeah, well,
I know it's like choosing a child. I know it's difficult for you. We ask you this question all the time, and you always squirm.
I know.
I got to choose one. Come on, you tell us.
I know. All right. Well, let me just say right off the top, they're all fantastic. So then we can go back and I'll just go deep dive. But I'm really proud of our opening night film this year, Flea, which is a really incredible hybrid, essentially, of an animated documentary about a gay Afghani asylum seeker who's now resettled in Denmark with his soon-to-be husband, actually. And it's an incredible story that he tells about his journey getting there. And it's such a absolutely wonderful film. It's actually officially just been selected by Denmark as its official Oscar entry for next year. And, you know, I'm not surprised by that at all. It's really sensational. So I'm very, very excited by that. I also have to say I'm really, really loved a film called Anaïs in Love, which is a French film by an actor, and this is their feature debut as well, Charlene Bourgeois-Tanqui. And it's actually really kind of an old-fashioned romance in a lot of ways, and it plays with that idea of a younger woman sort of falling for an older man, but it twists it on its head when she meets the man's you know, wife, and absolutely falls in love with her instead. And so I think it's a really lovely film, got a really beautiful, sensual sort of sensibility to it. I like that one a lot as well. Great Freedom is another one that I really want people to discover. It's an absolutely brilliant Austrian film that recently was on at the Cannes Film Festival, where it won the jury prize, deservedly so as well. It's a really excellent film worth checking out. Oh, what else? Our closing night film, Fanny, The Right to Rock, which is a really, really fun documentary about a very unknown rock band, essentially, called Fanny, who were, you know, really pioneering sort of musicians in the 70s. And, you know, these women had to kind of endure, you know, sexism, you know, gender hostility, all sorts of barriers to break through. And, you know, and a lot of people consider their, you know, their place in Rock and Roll's Hall of Fame, you know, is time for them to get their due, basically. So it's a lot of fun, actually.
They sound fantastic. I think there's definitely a couple of, I've been on the website checking about a couple of the films. There's certainly, you know, it's always the problem about how many you actually try and get to and trying to craft across. Just a question for you, though, Spirit. How long in preparation does the actual event take you to craft and put together? Because I know, you know, some of your lead times are over a year, in fact.
Yeah, it's been I was very hard on this year to kind of get together. I think a lot of the difficulty more so was about the uncertainty about, you know, what kind of festival we were going to have, whether we were going to be opened up, what the capacities were. There's been a lot of shuffling around and just trying to imagine what the program was going to be like. So it's been a journey. And, you know, the process for me starts, you know, right at the beginning of the year, essentially. I've already got my little 2022 folder of things that I'm going to be interested in taking a look at for next year. So it's a year-long sort of process. And, you know, it's sort of, this is the accumulation of it, essentially. And, it's been a hard one, but I'm pretty thrilled with the lineup as it is.
Well, it certainly looks good. If people want to try and check out and see which ones they want to go on to, they can jump onto the MQFF website. Yeah, the program, as I say, I think it's very strong this year, Spiro, and I think you're going to come back with a mighty bang, and certainly Flea. Yeah. Again, I think it's just worth recapping that. That's your flagship film that's going to be opening the ceremony. It looks just of the moment, I think, is fair
I
to
think
say
so, yeah.
And it's a beautiful story. Spiro, thank you ever so much for joining us here this morning.
Thank you. Yeah, and I'm sorry, I was looking through my list of all the films I need to mention, so I just want to tell everyone to please get online, check out the program, and, you know, start booking your tickets. And obviously, because of capacity restrictions, it's going to be really important for people to, you know, get in as early as they can to be able to get to see the film they want to see.
And now, Spirit, we've obviously been lucky enough to be in the Victorian Pride Centre here at Joy since we sort of kicked over our move from Bourke Street. But have you guys moved in yet?
We have, and hilariously enough, we moved in on the day of the beginning of the lockdown. So officially, we haven't spent a single day in there. but hopefully, you know, that's going to happen, you know, soon. So we'll be neighbours. In fact, I think we're on the same floor.
Exactly. Well, you're literally across the corridor from us. So yeah, Nick, if you're in, then maybe join the program in about two or 3 weeks' time. Then maybe we'll come back and have a chat with you just to see how the thing is kicked off. So maybe we'll get you in the studio for real, which would be lovely.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I want to talk about all the films. So there's definitely a lot I haven't mentioned. So yeah, please do.
Cool. Spiro, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and best of luck with the MQFF Festival this year.
Thank you so much for that.
All right. Thanks, take care.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.